The report is from the Internet Safety Technical Task Force created last year by 49 state attorneys general. But Wisconsin Deputy Attorney General Raymond Tafora says his office was very disappointed with the report's conclusions. He says researchers didn't get input from state and local law enforcement, who operate the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, or ICAC.
If this sort of online activity where teenagers and children are propositioned by adults were not all that widespread, then why would the number of our local law enforcement jurisdictions here in Wisconsin that are our ICAC affiliates, why would they have increased by 50% during 2008?
Tafora adds the report's just one part of the National Task Force, which is an ongoing effort to find trends and share ideas. Meanwhile, a communications researcher who studies the Internet's effects on children says he's not surprised at the national report's findings. Timothy Meyer of UW-Green Bay agrees with one conclusion that says children, rather than adults, might pose the biggest threat. He says that's because of cyberbullying, and Meyer says kids are putting themselves at risk by posting too much personal information online.
I think there has to be some joint responsibility regarding the industry, the social networking sites themselves, not just individually, but collectively as kind of a part of our society, and then also on the part of parents and then the kids themselves.
Meyer adds the Internet poses almost insurmountable problems because it doesn't have any borders, so it's important that parents monitor their children's use. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.